Number 115. The Pianist. His finger movements were measured, certainly not mechanical, as he played the medley. He appeared to be in a state of meditation as he played. Whenever he played, the melody was just right. If he played a melodrama, the emotion in his music was exactly right. He could also meld different melodies into great pieces of music. However, it was well known that in the maze of his mind, his emotions switched from megalomania to melancholy with shocking rapidity. His ex-wife had said that he was sometimes meek and at other times a menace. When reporters asked him to comment on this sensational accusation, he said that the reporters were meddlesome and that they shouldn't meddle in other people's affairs. The reporters turned to his mealy-mouthed manager for comments. The manager said that the accusation was pure mendacity and that the pianist's former wife was mendacious. Perhaps his ex-wife was jealous. After all, she was a rather mediocre pianist, and mediocrity can result in jealousy of those with superior talent. The pianist was also known as a mean man. He had contributed a measly amount to a memorial of a great pianist who had been his mentor. When the meager amount was publicized, the pianist said that he didn't need to give much, as his performances memorialized his mentor through the medium of music. He spoke in such a mellifluous voice that many people accepted his answer. He then went outside, bought a melon, meandered across the road through the rush-hour traffic, and gave the melon to a mealy mendicant who had previously done menial work at a menagerie. The reports about his meanness then ceased. When the pianist decided to stop playing concerts, there was a melee outside his mansion as his loyal fans begged him not to retire. He was awarded a medal by the president of his country and made an honorary member of a medieval order. In his retirement, he mended the mechanisms on friends' pianos and meditated over his memoirs. In his meditative state, he decided to patch things up with his ex-wife. He found someone to mediate. The pianist was dying, and his ex-wife thought it meet to visit. The pianist had some problems with membranes in his body, and the doctors couldn't medicate them. When he met his ex-wife, he gave her a memento. Later that day, he died.